Hey everyone, welcome to TCO Performance Center, joined now by new Vikings defensive lineman, Sheldon Richardson. Welcome to Minnesota, man.
Glad to be here. Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're happy to have you. Yeah. What's it going to be like being a Viking?
What's it going to be like?
Yeah.
I'm excited to find out, honestly. Don't have a long, drawn-out statement for you. Excited to find out.
When you're a free agent and you can decide where you want to play, what goes through your mind? What led you here to Minnesota and the Vikings?
Honestly, I don't know. Of course, the team itself was definitely balling last year. They told me they needed a three technique. I told them I might be up for grabs. Let's see.
And the staff, Mike Zimmer, Rick Spielman, they showed you around U.S. Bank Stadium. Mm-hmm. And they showed you around TCO Performance Center. Mm-hmm. Did you like what you saw?
Everything. Yeah. Everything was top of the line, state of the art. They didn't cut any corners with this facility or the stadium. It was beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. It was RVs in there right there when I saw them, so I couldn't see the actual grass field.
Yeah.
But it was still a beautiful stadium.
Well, I mean, you can get an RV now, right?
No, I don't need an RV. I'm cool. RV. I'm going to stick to flights.
All right.
Catch me a flight.
All right. You've been on a lot of good defensive lines in your college and pro career. Hopefully, we're going to have a good one here next year, right? Mm-hmm. What goes into making a really good defensive line, and how do you think you can add to it?
Work. Simple work. Day in and day out grind, getting better every day. It might sound cliche, but there's very few people who actually get up every day and go to work and work to 100% of their ability.
Yeah, the Vikings really wanted you. All the dignitaries reaching out to you to try to convince you to be here. Rick and Coach, of course. But I heard John Randall, Hall of Famer, Vikings legend, even reached out to you, huh?
Yeah, he sent me a video just saying when I'm coming to Minnesota. But the whole D-line, when they heard I was interested, LJ, they all hit me up.
Yeah.
They all hit me up.
You excited to play some football here in Minnesota?
I'm excited to get in that purple and go.
Practice your skull chant yet?
Nah.
You got to get that down.
I got to get that down. Don't do me like that. Oh, careful.
No, we won't do it right here. We'll let you practice first.
Hey.
You ran into our new quarterback while you were here too, right? What'd you think of him?
Man, good dude. Never met him outside of, a game. But other than that, calm, cool, and collected. Sure of himself. I can't wait to go work for him. Go play for a guy like that.
You said in your press conference that first things first, got to know the playbook, got to get to OTAs, and got to practice. Is that part of your DNA? Are you a workman? Yeah. Do you really focus in on practice to get better?
Yeah, definitely. You got to. For me personally, me getting with Coach Dre, I can't wait. The 2 hours we was watching film together before I signed, it was a learning experience, and it's been a while since somebody actually made me feel like I was learning something.
Yeah. Last question, you saw the new stadium and the practice facility and the Vikings investing in players and trying to get better from the top down. The ownership group included the Wilf family who owns this team. It's important to have good leadership from the top, right?
Yeah, definitely. They already had success, It wasn't the whole thing, but they had success. Season wasn't a failure, but they can always, like they say, they can always get better. And I'm just here, I'm not the missing link in none of that. I'm coming here to add on to it and be productive. Period, point blank. I don't want to give out no predictions or nothing like that. I'm trying to go to work.
All right, man. Congrats on being a Viking.
Appreciate it. Glad it more.